So the Brandon Hagel era is officially over in Chicago, and the first official move for Kyle Davidson after officially becoming the general manager of the Blackhawks is moving the young forward over to the Tampa Bay Lightning. In return, the Blackhawks receive two first-round draft picks and two prospects, a couple of forwards by the names of Boris Tkachuk and Taylor Radish. Earlier this year, the Blackhawks were rumored to have possibly been offered a first-round pick and one prospect for Brandon Hagel, and back then that seemed like a pretty solid get for the Hawks. I don't think that there's any dispute that this is a solid return for the Blackhawks, if that. Some people are calling it a haul. I think the main thing is the Blackhawks receive a lot of assets, and now it's up to their scouting and draft evaluation department in order to fully maximize how this all goes for the Blackhawks. I love Brandon Hagel. I think he's definitely a great young player that a lot of teams could not so much build their teams around, but definitely hold on to for quite some time, because Brandon Hagel does a lot of good things. He's very well liked in the dressing room. I mean, he played just 1 year with the Hawks, and he got invited to Alex DeBrincat's wedding. He meshed with that group very, very well. So there's kind of no surprise that Tampa Bay really wanted him, especially with the team-friendly contract as well. And over at The Athletic, they had graded this trade for both teams, and basically everyone was giving the Tampa Bay Lightning an A-minus and the Blackhawks a B+. I do think this is a really good trade for the Tampa Bay Lightning, even though how much they have given up, because Tampa Bay is in a situation where they can win three Stanley Cups in a row. Getting a young guy like Brandon Hagel, you have him controlled for a couple of years. He's probably going to fit in very well in that offense, even though you don't have to rely on him for scoring, but he's just a guy that can just complement that entire team. And the Tampa Bay Lightning don't really need those first-round draft picks. Of course, okay, every team needs a first-round draft pick, but why do the Tampa Bay Lightning need a first-round draft pick for the next couple of years when they're probably going to be picking in the late 20s, if not 32nd overall of that first round? So it makes a lot of sense for them. I think it makes a lot of sense for the Blackhawks, too. I think if you're Kyle Davidson, you have to pounce on this opportunity and then just put your money where your mouth is. So what? He's kind of revamped, or at least taken over, who is going to help him out in the front office with drafting, with player evaluation. He keeps talking and singing the praises of Brian Campbell and Norm McIver, who's now back with the Blackhawks. So this is their time to shine, to show the profits of the Blackhawks' future by who they draft. Don't know too much about the two prospects, Boris Tkachuk and Taylor Radish, but everyone keeps talking about how they'll fit in well with the bottom six forwards for the Blackhawks right now. I think that's important, because kind of going back to what Kyle Davidson had to say about Sam Lafferty, it wasn't just so much moving on from Alex Nylander. He got Sam Lafferty because that was a guy that could fill the role in the bottom six, kind of provide some stability, because there are going to be a lot of young players coming up and down from Rockford, and he's a guy that can continue to just provide the consistency, provide the stability, and kind of set the tone and set the standard. I mean, he's done a really good job of that since coming to the Blackhawks. Everyone's been a big Sam Lafferty fan, so maybe these two guys can also benefit from that, and who knows how well they play into the mix of the Blackhawks moving forward, and hopefully their success story in this rebuild for Kyle Davidson. So I think it's a good move by Kyle Davidson. I think it's one he has to do. And I think it's only the beginning, too. The other thing, Kyle Davidson coming out forward with a statement. I said a few weeks ago that we are rebuilding, and that is clearly, and this is clearly the start of that. Getting two first-round draft picks as well as two young NHL players help us kickstart that process in a major way. We know that Brandon Hagel was a fan favorite. Our fans loved him for all the reasons we love him, and we know he'll be successful with the Lightning. That is a transparent general manager. That is not just a cliche copy and paste statement from a GM. He said rebuild when he got introduced to the fans, to the media, after he was officially named the general manager, And now he's sticking to that, and he is reminding fans that, yes, we are in a rebuild, so that's why you have to take advantage of a situation like this. So good on Kyle Davidson. Love this transparency. Hopefully it just continues, and we'll see how the rest of the weekend shakes up. We've got Blackhawks game on Saturday afternoon. They'll be playing the Minnesota Wild at the XL Energy Center, and they're back home on Sunday as they host the Winnipeg Jets at 6 o'clock. And then Blackhawks Live will be Monday night on 720 WGN at 7 o'clock, so the trade deadline will all be said and done by then. It's going to be a very fun show. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned to WGNRadio.com for more of this along the weekend as we'll survey the Blackhawks and this NHL trade deadline. I'm Joe Brand. Thanks for listening. 720 WGN.